Good afternoon. There we are. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the 10th anniversary of the founding of the Fresno Stonewall Democrats. Absolutely. Jay founded this group in 2001 because he was upset that people in Fresno and government were not supporting protections for LGBT teens as far as bullying. This is the 10th anniversary. Part of the goal of this event is to start a speakers bureau, which will bring visible LGBT speakers to the area to speak. Also to file friend of the court documents in civil rights cases and to bring more visibility to the community in Fresno. My name is Chris Jarvis. I'm with Gay Central Valley. This is Vicki Ashton. She's been with Gay Central Valley in the past. We're your MCs for today. Welcome. We thought we'd start by talking a little bit about the civil rights issues that have happened in the very recent past. You want to start off? We're talking about things that have happened in the last week or so, the last couple of months.
Most recently, yesterday, we had National Day of Silence, which was a day where kids would go to school. They would not speak for the entire day. This was to bring attention to the kids who were bullied into silence.
Very recently, we had a soldier that was a victim of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, Derek Morado out of Lemoore. And thanks to efforts by Robin McGee and Get Equal and other people, he was threatened with discharge, and that was ended.
The California Senate passed the FAIR Act, which is an act that states that LGBT history must be taught in schools, bringing a climate of tolerance.
And that bill has passed the Senate. It has to go to the Assembly, and hopefully Governor Brown will sign it by the end of the summer. Supreme Court recently rejected a request to lift the stay on the banning of same-sex marriage while the Prop 8 case is happening. So we still don't have that right in California. And the way it looks now, the case is going to go till at least December, January before we find out anything about that. Hopefully, by the end of the year, or the beginning of next year, we will have legal same-sex marriage in California.
Delaware and Hawaii have recently passed civil unions.
The White House has refused to defend at least parts of DOMA in federal court cases, and the DOMA hearing started this week. There was an interesting event, if you want to get on YouTube and check it out, or you can find it on Gay Fresno. Robin McGee's group Get Equal ambushed Maggie Gallagher as she was heading into the DOMA hearings and gave her the Anita Bryant Bigotry Award.
And better late than never, the White House had a conference on bullying, bringing attention to this subject.
And this is an interesting one. The Supreme Court upheld the right of Fred Phelps' group to protest at funerals. And while that may be distasteful to all of us, it was the correct choice to make.
That was it.
Okay, those are the recent developments. We won't talk about the budget, which is its own crisis. But we'd like to now introduce Jay Hubbell of the Fresno Stonewall Democrats.